From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Florida, a pair of cancer survivors are locked in a legal battle with one of the state's largest institutions, the University of Florida. The two women attended the school in the 1970s and say that a pair of dumps the university operated for years may be a cause of cancers in people who lived and worked near the facility. They want the university to reveal what it put in those dumps, and now so does the state environmental department. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The western end of the University of Florida is a cluster of growth these days. A new research hospital is being built, new art and natural history museums have gone up, and there's badly needed parking lots for off-campus students. There's few, if any, signs of what lies beneath much of this new development. Environmental lawyer Patrice Boyes points to the construction and says the area started out as a pit for road material, then was used in the 60s as a garbage dump.
And that segued into disposal and burial of more exotic things, such as chemicals from the laboratories on campus, irradiated animal carcasses in barrels.
Boyes represents Gay Webster and Catherine Duncan, who, as students at the University of Florida, lived in a rented mobile home nearby. Catherine Duncan says she enjoyed living there with her roommates.
But it was back in the woods, and it was surrounded by, at the time, it was the University of Florida's Research Center for Veterinary Medicine. And there were, just different farm animals wandering around, and it was really actually pretty. We had no idea that they were injecting these animals with radioactive materials and that burying them in our backyard.
The dumps were never lined, according to documents on file at the State Department of Environmental Protection, and for years have leached toxic chemicals, including benzene, arsenic, and radioactive isotopes, into the area's groundwater. Like many residents at the time, the mobile home's water came from a groundwater well. Duncan said she and her roommates had no indication that that might have been a problem until about 10 years ago, when a local newspaper reported that the university was having trouble finding a buyer for the land. By that time, Duncan had already been diagnosed with breast and lymphatic cancer, and Gay Webster had been told she had a rare desmoid tumor. Another roommate also developed cancer, Webster says, and so did other friends who lived nearby.
At the time, my boyfriend, who lived down the street from us, he had cancer. He just died 2 months ago at 48 years old, and his brother, that was his roommate at the time, also has cancer. So it's kind of strange that, five of us at least that lived right on that area, all in our 40s now, have all had cancer or tumors.
And as word has spread about the landfills, there have been reports of former workers on the site who have developed cancer, too. The university has long denied that the dumps are a hazard. William Properzio is director of environmental health and safety at the university. Walking the site, he says the university has tested for carcinogenic pollutants such as benzene.
They are slightly above, in a couple of the wells, above the primary drinking water standard, 6 and 8 micrograms per liter. Just as a point of contact, Florida, all over the state, has had leaking underground tanks at gas stations where gasoline gets out. The Florida DEP usually tells a gas station they can stop cleaning up the site when they get to 100 micrograms per liter. We have values of 6 and 8.
Moreover, Properzio says, those elevated levels come from monitoring wells directly over the site.
Tests over a number of years, multiple tests, in the private potable water drinking wells that residents have had out there have never had any contamination shown in them.
But tests recently completed by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection are not so conclusive. A September analysis from the department's site investigation team found elevated levels of pollutants even in wells that were drilled outside the boundary of the landfill. Last month, the department ordered the university to pay $110,000 for costs incurred during the investigation and ordered it to hire a professional environmental consultant to thoroughly test water quality at the site and whether the dump threatens public drinking water sources. For cancer patients Catherine Duncan and Gay Webster, that's a good first step. For months, with the help of their lawyers, they've been fighting to force the university to turn over documents, like disposal manifests, that would reveal exactly what it dumped in the site over the years. Gay Webster says so far the university has stonewalled the request, but they plan to keep pushing.
It's not that we have anything against Gainesville, and really, the university is a wonderful university, for students, and we had a wonderful time going there, but you know, clearly they've done some bad things that are wrong, and it appears that they've hurt quite a few people, and they should be responsible and accountable and do something about it.
For now, however, the State Department of Environmental Protection has given the University of Florida until December 22nd to come up with clearer answers regarding what exactly is buried underneath the grounds of the campus in Gainesville. Philip Davis, NPR News.